I will move this. I am so happy to be here. I am so happy to be here. Everything that was said and sang was so much in alignment with what I'm talking about today. You know, I remember when I was a kid, and my father and my uncles, they used to pick us up, toss us high in the air, and then pause, 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 and then they catch us. At first, in that brief first moment of being tossed up in the air and waiting and hoping to be caught, I recognized that for that, in that few moments when I was lifted up and then let go, that I was in a state, in a moment of pure terror. Who came up with that idea of tossing little babies up in the air and catching them? That was probably the first time I believed that I was not supported. Yet, each time the act was repeated, we catch. We catch. The terror decreased. It decreased to fear. That's better than terror. And the and as it continued throwing me up and catching me, the fear was replaced by trust. Trust that I would again be caught. And each time I was caught, my trust increased. And as my trust increased, I had a new feeling of fun. And this new feeling of fun increased to joy. And this new feeling of joy, now it's moving into that ultimate increasement of joy to exhilaration. So as trust increased, fear decreased. And as fear decreased, trust increased. That's the way it works. And once I moved into that state of trust, once I moved into that state of trust, the entire experience seemed to culminate in one wonderful word. Yippee! Whee! Whee! Followed by a demand. Do it again. That's right. Do it again. Do it again. Once we realize that we can trust life to catch us. No, that's really not true. Once we realize that we can trust life to catch us every time, every time, we find ourselves able to focus on the joy of knowing I am supported. I am supported. You know, recently I was talking to this gentleman, and many of you know me. One of the questions that I often ask everybody, what is your dream? What is your dream? Because I'm committed to give everyone I know an opportunity to speak those words into existence. So What is your dream? I'm ready to hear. What is your dream? I want to give you an opportunity to put more feelings into that dream, because I know what dreams will make. They'll make a wee moment. But unfortunately, the only way to learn to trust life, and I tell you, I tried every other way to do it, but unfortunately, the only way to learn to trust life is to let go and trust life. It can be scary. But let me show you how I used to live life. Now, I know many of you all, these are my art objects. I would be selling them to you afterwards for thousands of dollars. However, my sister Darlene and my cousin Elaine have asked me not to sell them so they could get them for their birthday gifts. And I am honoring that. Yeah, they're laughing. Okay, I had them leave the lights on. Because I like visions. I like to be able to see what I'm talking about and who I am. But once in my life, okay, that's not true. A number of times in my life, I stagnated in growth. Yeah, it was not fun. All of this, all of the possibilities that's waiting for me to grab them and knowing and demand them, I was stagnated. So let me show you what stagnation looks like. Because I know none of you know. I know you don't. But imagine me. I'm calling this my God stick. I had the nerve to name it. I said Picasso names his gifts. I'm naming mine, okay? So I call this my God stick. Now understand, this is not all of God. This is a parable. I'm doing a Tracy. This is a parable of God. And you see God from end to end. God's everywhere all at the same time. Every dream, every vision, everything you ever desired to have, it exists in a pool of pure potentiality because it's all made out of God. But what I had done is I lost trust. And let's say I was down here. all of the possibilities are all here. But honey, I was hanging on to life from here. This was my God grasp. And I was scared and I wasn't letting go. So I stayed here. I stayed in these experiences. These experiences have been made a year ago. These experiences have been made 2 years ago, these experiences have been made last month, these experiences have been made yesterday, but not these experiences that are ready to be now. And I held on, and I held on. All of this waiting for me to grasp, but no, I held on. Because I was that little child that did not understand that I had to let go. I had to let go to trust that I was being held. I had to let go. But life does not let you stay in a place that when there's time to grow, we're always growing. The whole universe is growing. Life will push us. My sister and I had this argument for 3 weeks, and she was saying, life will push you. I'm saying, no, life won't push me. She said, life will push you. Life will push you. Life will force you to let go. And the force is a lack of joy. Because that's what I'm talking about today. You know, I'm usually talking about love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, prosperity, and freedom. But today I am particularly talking about joy. I'm talking about, ask yourself, where is my we. Where is my we? So what happened? I was forced to let go here. And when I let go, I went over. I trusted more. I trusted that God would catch me. I had a dream. I had a vision that was bigger than where I was before. And I let go of the old vision and took hold of the new vision. And because I know how the universe works, it says, you choose me. You choose, Spirit. You choose the next experience, Spirit, and I will support you. And when I was forced to let go, and I found out I landed in an absolutely beautiful place, I started playing the game of let's play God. I started. And when I would do it, it would be still some more. And when I would do that, it would still be some more new loving experiences waiting for me. And why do I do that? Because I don't like stagnation in my life because I'm Spirit. I am the individualization of Spirit. And being the individualization of Spirit, it means that if I would let go my tight hands on the experience I'm having right now and trust that where I choose to go, the universal Spirit will catch me. There's a term I want to talk about. It's the term called vortex. And depending on how deep you study in science of mind, you will hear the word vortex. People ask me, how did you get so trusting? People ask me, why are you always smiling? And I recognize that I understand the vortex. The vortex. It means that everything exists in the universe already, everything. But when I choose a new experience, listen up. This is important. That's what I say in the conversation group. You listen to me because this is important. When I choose a new experience, because I am the individualization that made everything, when I choose a new experience, the experience that I choose goes into my personal, your personal vortex. Sometimes I just call it, it's in my heart, it's in my stomach. Sometimes I refer to it as, it's on my God's list. Once we choose an experience as Spirit, as the individualization of Spirit, once we choose a new experience, then what happens in this, my personal vortex, is everything that needs to happen for the fulfillment of this desire must take place. It must take place because of the agreement that Universal Spirit has made with the individualization of it. That's who we are. We're the individualization of the Universal Spirit. So here's their other gift. I'm just hoping while I'm standing up here, they don't rush up here and overtake me and take my next God stick. I'm watching you all. They already told me they didn't want it. The nerve. But here we go. Understand that there is a universal Spirit that made everything and can become everything. I like the fact that I've been taking line dancing. Yeah, I just started taking line dancing. And the thing I love about line dancing is line dancing tell you where to put your feet. Slide to the right. Slide to the left. You know, it tells you where to put your feet. So you put your feet where it tells you put your feet, and you are all in that dance groove with everybody else. I like for people and books and things to tell me how to be the individualization of God and come out with the best effects that I can come out with. because I like living like that. I like living the way Jesus talked about it. When Jesus said, my sister said, don't try to read this without it. Let me go back to what Jesus said. I wrote it down. I wrote it down. It's coming. It's on its way. It's on, thank you. Here we go. Nope, that's not the one. That's my next one. Okay. Jesus said, I'm going to have to paraphrase it. He said, I am come to give you life and to give you life. This is my favorite part. More abundantly. Oh, I didn't. Oh, you all didn't hear me. Okay, here we go again. Michael Boo! Jesus said, I am come. He's saying, I'm come here to let you know that you are supposed to have an abundant life. Thank you. That's why you're here, to have an abundant life. In Revelation, it talks about how God made everything. And it made it for the pleasure of our experience. Okay, you don't hear that one either. I'm going to say it again. That God made everything. And it made it for the pleasure of us. Amen. Choose. So how do we, what happened? What happened when the Bible is very clear, just like it says, put your feet over here now. Now, put your left foot over here now. Oh, then they holler out at me, Cheryl, your other right foot. I get it. Okay. But I keep practicing and I keep practicing because I recognize when I practice being spirit, consistent. I have a habit of consistently practicing that I am spirit. Amen. Okay? And what if you tell me what to do and it makes sense and is working for you, I'm gonna try it. But when God tells me what to do, okay, that's it. I'm doing that. And God said, this is my favorite part. God said that you are the image and likeness of me. And that may not make sense, or what are you going to do with that idea until it says that it talks about how we, as the individualization of spirit, just like how God, universal spirit, does things. And it says, call those things that are not as if they were. See, now that's why I got my other God stick. Because sometimes I hold it and recognize, you spirit, all the power that the universe is backing me up in my next desire, in my next vision, in my next, I think I would like to experience that. My next, yippee! My next, wee! So I asked, when was the last time you had one of those wee, yippee, yahoo experiences? I make sure I put them in my day every day because I lead from spirit. I recognize that there is no experience that is spirit. That's everything. Spirit made everything. There is no experience that is spirit that is spoken by the individualization of spirit. Any individualization of spirits here? I'm glad to see you. Okay. So when the individualization does it the way God does it, When God said, you're the image and likeness of me, in other words, you better do things the way I do things, because the way I do things, I prove that they work. So that's when I recognize I'm ready to call out my next yippee moment, when it's invisible. When it's invisible. Call those things that are not yet as if they were. I've been having a magnificent couple of years, because in the last couple of years, people that really know me really recognize I've been practicing being the individualization of God. Because I forget. Sometimes I forget how things get made. Sometimes I forget that when individualization of God thinks an idea, thinks a desire, thinks a thing, whether it wants it or not, it becomes. It becomes. Spirit thinks into the creative medium, and when spirit continues to think into the creative medium, it becomes form. It becomes form. It becomes form every time. So oftentimes people wonder when they get a form, where in the heck did this form come from? Who made this one? This ain't got nothing to do with me. I always love this. And so that's why I have the wonderful balloons. You see how all these balloons are just sitting there real silent? They just sitting around. They not doing anything. They just being where they supposed to be. It was like where they were put. And they here. And see how smooth and non-agitating they are? Okay. That's not the way life works. Understand. Imagine these. Woo-woo-woo-woo. I'm good. Imagine these balloons. Our spirit. You see, when they were over there, wasn't nobody bothering, wasn't nobody punching, put in their way. They were just sitting there, wasn't bothering nothing. This one said, I got your earring. But that's not the way spirit works. All of us are the individualization of spirit, and we bumping into each other. We bumping into each other. And oftentimes when we bump into another spirit, we forget where we're going. It would just be so easy if I just go sit up under a tree, envision my good, get up and bing, there it is, which is quite possible. But because we don't stand in our trust, because we don't stand in our identity, because we forget who we are, because we forget that, then we recognize that we're bumping into other people's ideas. We're living with other people's idea. We're going to church with other people's idea. We're working with other people's ideas. But it matters not, because as the individualization of spirit, I get to choose what is the next experience I want to be in. What's the next experience I choose? I can't leave here before I speak the word of what happens, what can happen when people get out the way. See, I lived a smaller life because I was all about ego. You know, the ego that says I'm edging God out? That one. And I lived a small life because I had a desire that I had to put away because I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to pull it off. And so therefore I had to do without. I didn't know that as the individualization of spirit, the way to do it is stand in my Godhood, stand in the individualization of spirit, call it forth, and then just stand there for it to come to me. And people say, hold it, that's all I got to do? That's all you got to do. So let me tell you a few, that's all they did. Yippee! Whee! So this hall over there, that room where we go have refreshments, I may need help with this name, Papke Hall. And it's our hall, but a lot of people don't understand why a hall was named after her. And the reason why, just one of the reasons that a hall was named after her is that she had an unshakable understanding of who she was, that she was the individualization of God, therefore the powers that God is. Just like a drop of the water, a drop of the ocean is made up of the same thing as the ocean. Well, as the individualization of spirit, everything that it is, we are. I don't need all that power, but if I need, I've got all the, this power that is backing me up is all the power that this individualized spirit needs for the desires that I have. But my thing is, I want bigger desires. I want more. I don't want yesterday. I don't want last year again. I recognize that my job is the individualization. My job of spirit, my job is to call spirit out to be seen. That's what experience is. And all experiences are nothing more than the individualization, calling spirit out, saying, stand up, let me see you. And God already told us, I'm all of that. I'm all of that. I can be any of these things that you have a desire for, but you got to call me out. So Papke, going back to her, there was a day, she was a practitioner of Ernest Holmes, the founder of this teaching, and there came a day where she said, I'm letting go of my car and finish with it. The next day, she was at the church doing work, and the door, somebody knocked on the door, and he said, I see you busy, but can I speak to you for a moment? And she said, sure, come in. And he came in, he said, you know, I hate to disturb you, but I bought my wife a brand new car. I think it was a Cadillac. She doesn't like the color. Will you accept it? Did you all say, whee? That's what that is. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we have the power to do. Once she said, I'm letting this go, what she also was saying, I am open for my good. I'm ready. I'm ready for this power that knows how to pull off my next desire. That's where I'm living now. I done moved uptown. Okay, I done moved. It's the fact that the only thing I do is to choose the experience. I get out of the business of how the universe that knows everything, all powerful, can do all things, how it's going to pull off my desire. I lived too small when I figured I had to figure it out. I was living too small when I was standing there saying, I don't need you, God. I don't need you. Oh, it didn't sound so good when you did it that way, huh? I don't need you, God. I recognize for the life that I really desire to have, I did need this power in the universe that could become any form that represented love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, prosperity, and freedom. If it represents the quality of God, then that desire is mine. And when is that desire mine? Yeah. Only time God knows. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it in that understanding that it's me doing it. You cut off my leg, that leg ain't gonna walk. I understand so clear that this power, this universal power, breathes me and breathes you too. I understand this universal power lives me, and it lives you too. And I know that this universal power becomes the experience you call forth, because that's what you were made to do. Make it stand out. Make it stand out. Whee! Do it again. Whee! Do it again. Whee! Do it again. That's the way I want my life to be. Do it again. When I feel that I own it already, when I start in that place that I am the individualization of the universal one, and that which it does, it made me to do it through me. And the only thing I have to do is say, I'm it. It's me. I accept my good that you made for me anyway, because it is your great pleasure to give to me. See, I like that position. I like standing in that position of knowing, because you all do know, like 5 weeks ago, I did have this hip replaced. I know health. I know health. I was with a friend of mine, and she was having trouble with her knees, and I saw her about 2 weeks later, and I said, how you doing, girl? And she said, I am fine. I am fine. And she said, you know, my father did not tell me he was going to heal me. She said, my father told me I am healed. So where are you standing? Where are you standing calling forth your next experience as spirit? Something is going to be made. When I speak, it goes into the creative medium. Something, I guarantee you, is going to be made. I'm living a life now of saying, let me decide what's going to be made before these other spirits just get to bumping into me and moving me off my lane, and I'm trying to be here, and it's pushing me here, and then I done forgot who I am. I done got thrown up in the air, and I'm back at that place of thinking, I will not be caught. And I choose never to be in that terror again. I am not alone. I am not alone. Okay. Let me close this up. You all know that anybody here that's in the conversation group, they know when I start off a treatment, I establish a place to stand, and that place is right here and right now. So join with me as I open up this treatment. So right here and right now, I remember greater than I've ever remembered before that this one power that is all things. This one power that can do all things. This one power that made itself as me to experience all the good and the glory that it is. And I don't get confused. I recognize as the individualization of spirit, the only thing I'm doing when I choose a desire is taking for me. Saying for me, yes, thank you for that which has already been made and set in front of me to say, I choose you. I recognize there is only one creator in the universe. As the individualization of spirit, I am the co-creator that says, this one, that one, not that one. I want this one. I enjoy that one, and all the times I never forget that the only thing I'm choosing from moment to moment to moment to moment is another God experience, because if it ain't made by God, it ain't gonna be. There's only one creator. And when I stand as the individualization that created, I allow myself to have every good thing. I am so grateful that I no longer stay in a place too long, that I no longer move in a place of fear, that I cannot move because I don't know how to make my next step. I am so glad that I have given up that idea. I am so happy that I know that the goodness of God is my goodness, that the joy of God is my joy, and the abundantness of God is my abundance. I am so happy that I stand in this place of good, allowing, saying yes to my next experience of good, and then my next experience of good, and then my next experience of good, and recognizing even when I got bumped off my journey, that my next experience of good is still right here waiting for me, and the vortex is saying, come on, baby, it's yours. It's yours now. Say yes, accept it, put your hands out and breathe it and feel it and step out of fear. You're supported. God has you. You're surrounded by good. And I recognize in this moment that it was made simply for the delight of the individualization of God, because when we experience it, the universal God has just stepped out and been seen. I accept his goodness right here, right now, allowing it to be so. And together we say, and so it is. Thank you. 11.